Tell me about the show in the Eagle Gallery. You make mention of the figure with the long nose recurring. Why do you suppose that is?
Well, when as a kid, it seemed like almost a nightly ritual for my mother to recite stories from her past. In fact, this habit of hers was very much part of her a tradition in her culture to recite oral traditions. And it was always interesting to me to see how my mother did that, just reflected that from an experience of hers that's age old. You know, it's something that they've always done. But she would do that with us. She would tell stories over and over again, and the stories never changed. There was not one bit that was off. You know, it was always the same story. But no matter how many times she told it, the fascination of the experience was just as real as the first time I heard it. And I was always struck by that experience. Consequently, having that time actually helped me to collect images, because I've often wondered, what am I really doing with trying to gather identity or develop this identity? And what I think I really found was I was actually learning more about where my identity lies, and it lies within my parents. It really lies in the people that came right before me. And seeing myself through their lens has always been what I found to be the closest link that I have to my identity. And so while Micronesian culture is a big part of who I am as far as bloodline, I think what is more striking and more real is the connection that I have to my mother. And so in a way, these kind of pay homage to her and I and the experience we had staying up late at night and listening to these stories.
One of the choices that you've made is to create images with a naive style.
Mm-hmm.
There's something quite mystical about many of the images, but are they mystical to you?
Yeah, they are. In terms of process, they become very mystical because I don't necessarily start with a pre-planned notion of composition, arrangement. Oftentimes, they are very loose and fluid. I probably spend some time cleaning up my studio, doing things that are not directly linked to the actual making of the work. When at some point feels a need to get to the paper and start making images, this process is very critical to arriving at maybe what might be best described as a metaphysical experience, where information is coming to mind through kind of like streams of consciousness. And that experience is at the bedrock of the creative process for me. Arriving there is tricky, though, because you can't force that. It's not something that you can just say, all right, now, let's do it. It has to arrive there. And another thing about maybe Micronesian culture that relates to this is the idea of song and dance, where there is repetitive practice of doing the song and doing the dance. I'm not talking like once or twice. I'm talking about in a series of 10 to 15 repetitions to arrive at some point at a metaphysical moment where everything reaches a sort of climax that they can't quite describe or understand. I feel like maybe in a sense it's invoking that experience or that type of spirit in the work. A lot of the images reoccur, but they change over time. Long Nose is a character that reoccurs the same way that my mom would tell these stories. He might shapeshift and become a slightly different character, might have a different type of headdress or clothing. And I think all that plays into this creative process, and I thoroughly accept it. I don't necessarily know if I enjoy it or hate it. It's just part of the experience, and I'm not there to just dictate whether or not I should like it or dislike it. It's more of a process of allowing things just to happen and responding to that.
Tell me about the work in the gallery that is, it's a sort of a universe with a very tiny tent and an even tinier fire.
Yeah. One experience I can think of that might relate to the reason I made this little campfire in this space. When I lived in Saipan, Mount Pinatubo erupted in the Philippines, which is across the Philippine Sea from Saipan. And when it did, it created a pyroclastic flow, which obviously went into the atmosphere and created the most brilliant sunsets in Saipan I'd ever seen. In fact, for a time period, I think tourism actually went up a bit because of the brilliance of these sunsets, and people came down from Japan mainly as a place for tourism, would come to Saipan and see these brilliant sunsets. And in my experience looking at that, I often thought something about perspective, your position in relationship to something cataclysmic or dangerous, tells you something about how that experience is going to be. So if I was right there in the the wake of the pyroclastic flow, it's obviously devastating. But being in Saipan, I was able to view it from a very safe vantage point, enjoy this experience. So interesting viewpoints. So the idea of the viewpoint has always been kind of an interesting idea for me. If you're up close to something, right in your face, you have to confront it. When things are set back in a distance, you experience it in another way, almost in a contemplative way, from a God's eye view or a bird's eye view. There becomes a different tone or feeling towards how we view things. And I've always kind of enjoyed perspective in that sense, how we miniaturize things to either make us contemplate or to feel a sense of command over something. So in that sense, the campground kind of came that for me, is this idea that I could change the way I feel about how I am in that space. And in that hope, I was trying to invoke that feeling of contemplation about putting this campground in a very barren land and almost give the feeling that there's a sense of wonder and pondering.
The other thing I'm taken by is, and I don't want it to sound facile, but you do water really well.
Okay, yeah, thanks.
And I guess that's because you've been around water a lot. And you've. But I noticed in the paintings in the Eagle Gallery, there's one with just a massive earth section that is just there with water around it, and you can see kind of down underneath. And it just really is very liquid. I noticed in works that are not shown, but on your website, like the water around a dog swimming just seems really very, very liquid. So you must like painting water.
Yeah, I think on a couple of levels, the reflective quality of water is actually, if you talk to a lot of painters who do paint this illusion, it's quite fascinating to paint, just from a painter's standpoint. But I find that there is resonance for me, obviously, from so many levels. I spent my 15, 20 years of my life playing in the water. That's all we did was play in the ocean. And one element to the water that maybe hasn't been really discussed is the dreams that I've had with water. I have reoccurring dreams of tsunamis, and they aren't tsunamis in my dream. I don't yell them out saying tsunami or identifying them as tsunami. But I recognize these large masses of water kind of filling in a space and kind of putting me in my place. And I find that they're not fearful, but they are reminders of my position. And, you know, I've had close instances where I've come close to death with surfing in the shore breaks, and those events have been very vivid in my memory. So I have a deep respect for that space. It is also the only place of contact for islanders who were able to travel. That's the only way they knew how to travel. There was no such thing as an airplane. And when the Kiribati people in Micronesia have a name for an airplane, it's called Taiwanakiba, which means flying canoe. You know, always having some reference to the water, mm-hmm. or how they really traveled and migrated. So all this stuff kind of bubbles to the surface when I think about water. But, you know, in essence, there's other issues happening. You know, water levels, sea levels are rising, and so there's going to be this unfortunate displacement of large groups of civilizations in the South Pacific that will have to find new homes. You know, Micronesia will be underwater at some point, just by a matter of a couple feet, and their living space will be overtaken by the ocean. So a lot of that stuff comes to my mind when I think about this, you know, the experience of painting it.
We're very glad that your works are here at Murray State.
Thank you.
Thank you for being with me today.
Well, thank you for having me.